You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Health Life Magazine, Two Meals, and Valdosta Health and Wellness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Good evening and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. Hello, I'm Maria Wells, your host, and it's officially, Chase, the Christmas season. It is November the 2nd.
It has, but it doesn't feel like it outside.
It does not feel like it outside. You are absolutely right. It feels like almost a summer day out there.
It
but,
does,
you know, me and Jim, my husband, are going on cruising here in November for our 10-year anniversary. So we're looking forward to it being warm. So I'm keeping out those summer clothes, not putting them away quite yet. And
only in South Georgia.
Only in South Georgia can you do that. That is absolutely right. But, hey, it's great to be back here in November, getting ready for the holiday season.
That's right.
Merry Christmas, darling. Happy New Year, too.
Yeah. Gotta watch out for those foods like we talked about last year.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about that next week with Chadwick. He's going to really hone into that. But Joe is here with us. Joe, how are you today, girl?
I'm doing great. Absolutely great. And let me hear that voice again. I like hearing you sing.
Merry Christmas, darling. Happy New Year, too.
Ooh, listen to her, y'all.
We have
a star.
I'll be singing here on Fit Talk Radio. Well, we've got a great show tonight. Laurie Buckley, who was with us a few weeks ago, and she went to the Lee Haney Games and shows, and we posted her picture in her 50s. And she won Masters Over 50, headed to Nationals in Pittsburgh. So she's going to check in with us in just a little while.
Well, I predicted that. Remember, I said winner,
said
winner, winner,
winner. You did. You said winner, winner, winner.
What does she get for predicting that?
She's going to get, I have to think
hug.
About that.
We'll give her a big hug.
I've seen her in a couple of weeks.
I'm so lucky.
And so that's exciting. So she's going to check in with us and tell us all about that. Then Miss Susan Waterbury, a retired school teacher from Thomasville, is going to be talking with us. She has found a second career in her 60s, and she's a health coach.
Wow.
So she's going to be talking with her and about her programming and how you can contact her. Very, very interesting, Chase. I was just excited to meet her, just on the ball young woman, I'll call her that, and so really like her, and so she's going to be telling us about what she's doing, and then Joe and I are going to be telling all these people about how losing weight, how it affects the brain, and what it does to your body, and, you know, why we as older people, and Joe, I'm going to say we're older people because we're over 50, why we need to hit those weights, girl.
Yes, absolutely. I'm scared not to.
Me too. Me and you both, girl. Those few weeks I was out with the knee injury, I'm telling you, it really did a job on my body, and I'm fighting back, but I've lost some weight. I'm back on the weights on a regular schedule. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm trying to get in that bikini, you know, on that cruise here.
Oh, yeah. But, you'll be rocking it. Sure.
I don't know about the bikini thing, but I will be, you know, in some summer clothes. So that's a little motivating. And my husband.
How fun.
So, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm jealous.
A lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of things trending out there, and you can, you know, find out what's happening. But, you know, I don't know. Christmas, you know, these people leave their lights on all year long.
Right.
I can't do that.
No,
can't
me
do
either.
That. But, Joe, when will you put up your Christmas decorations?
I will start decorating my tree the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chase, same with me and my family. Right.
Yeah,
after
Christmas, you know, it takes me about 2 weeks to really get it decorated, though. Like, voila.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to be gone the week of Thanksgiving because we'll be on that cruise. So, you know, I'll probably start mine next week.
Well, good. I mean, it's a work in progress anyway.
That's
because
right.
You find little things that you want to use this year that you didn't use last
we
year.
Might have a Fit Talk party, so.
Oh, fun.
I can't imagine who I would invite to that.
I can give you a name.
So, just a lot going on. But, you know, I love the Christmas season, and we're going to have some great shows. I'm sure Santa will be calling in and talking with us this year again.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be awesome.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, the Thanksgiving holidays. We hope Chadwick's going to be here to talk to us about recipes and staying lean and mean during the Thanksgiving. Not that we can't enjoy our food.
Right.
You know,
he can make it very enjoyable for you.
Absolutely.
My
absolutely.
Goodness.
Tell us how to make it lean and mean.
Yeah.
So, but you know, around here in South Georgia, we're Fit Talk Radio. We cover a lot of different topics, but I want to say a big shout out to Lowndes High School and that region championship they just acquired.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to
yes.
to the coach there. Of course, he was Christian's coach when Christian, my son, was playing football. So, great coach, great coaching team. So congratulations to Lowndes, and a big shout out to Irwin County High School. My stepson, Justin, plays for Irwin County. So, they just won their region championship last
week.
So,
wonderful.
So awesome. We're excited. We're excited.
Winners in the family.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. So just congratulations to all those. But there's a lot of exciting football in their chase right now
there
here.
There is. You got Lowndes, Tift. I mean,
Tift in my hometown. Yeah, they're second in the region.
That's right. So, I mean, it's just a big, big year for South Georgia football this
year. Absolutely. Well, we're just congratulations to all those athletes and the coaches and definitely all their hard work. Well, I hope Chadwick's going to be joining us, I think, in a little
I
bit.
I do, too.
I'm missing my smoothie, though, Joe.
I'm so sorry. I was running late and just could not make it because this traffic.
Yeah, that the traffic is something.
At 5 o'clock, it can be it's congestive. Awful. Very, like, ugh.
It is very bad.
Well, I was looking forward to it, but I might just have to drive through Tifton if they're still open when I get there. So,
well, they're open till 9 tonight.
Well, so I'll make it then.
Yeah, you should make it.
But, yep. But me and Chase had a sad face. No smoothie.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's the first time you've let us down.
I really hate not bringing
you
smoothies.
We still love you, though. We still love
you. Yeah, we'll take you. We won't
I'll make it up to you.
All right. I know you will. All right. We're going to have a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be listening in for Miss Laura Buckley to call us. This is right here on Fit Talk Radio 105.9 WVGA.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Do Work! It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. Do Work!
You could win $500 in cash for losing the most weight, BMI, and measurements.
Woo! Awesome!
Do Meal is bringing you the 90-Day Do Work Challenge. Win weekly prizes like massage gift certificates to Mindful Massage, gym memberships, and car detailing from Preferred Mobile Detailing.
Do Work!
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
To stay qualified in the Do Work Challenge, you must do weekly random acts of kindness and post to social media with hashtag Do Work. That's hashtag D-U-W-E-R-K.
Do Work.
Well, are you going to talk about it or are you going to do it?
Let's get busy.
Do Work. Do Work. It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. For more info on the Do Work 90-Day Challenge, go to the Do Meals Facebook page. Do Work.
Do Work.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with Joe Pate. And Joe, what is happening at Smoothie King? Even though we don't have smoothies today, tell us what's happening.
Well, if I would have made it there on time, I would have brought you our smoothies that we're promoting right now, which is the new Pumpkin Spice Immune Builder Smoothie, made with organic pumpkin, carrots, protein blend, dates, which I'm not real fond of, but non-fat milk, super grains, enhancer, herbal immune enhancer, spice blend. And we also have orange and mixed berry immune builder made with almond milk instead of non-fat milk. But those are our new ones that we're promoting right now because, you know, it is flu season and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And so we've got to get your immunities built up. And so that's what we're working on. And then also on the new location, we are definitely in the renovation process and making sure that we're in up to code, trying to get all of our permits in order before we can actually start tearing things down and building it up the way it should be. So we hope to have the estimated opening, grand opening, in January.
Wow.
Instead, it was going to be December, but permits, I'm sorry.
It happens.
So, but anyway, we'll have the drive-through at this location for everyone's convenience and a fully stocked retail section with seating as well. And we're thrilled to be able to offer Smoothie King to both sides of Valdosta, as well as our Tifton drive-through location and Thomasville. And then don't forget tomorrow, our $5 Friday for any medium smoothie all day. So come on, grab your smoothies with a purpose. We have
smoothies
so
with
many.
Purpose. That is
to choose
that $5.
From.
That's a great deal on Friday.
It really
absolutely
is.
Absolutely great deal. Great deal on Friday. Do we have somebody on the phone? We have a caller on the phone. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lori Buckley.
Hey, Lori. How are you? Welcome to Fit Talk Radio again.
Thank you. How are y'all doing?
We are doing great, but I hear there has been great news. Last weekend, you were at the Lee Haney Games and Bodybuilding Show. So I hear and I saw on Facebook that you were a big winner. And Joe reminded us that she predicted that. She said, winner, winner, winner.
I knew it. I knew you would take it.
Well, tell us about your experience there.
Well, you know, it was so much fun, and I just can't wait to do it again. It exceeded my expectations for sure. I mean, everybody was so nice and welcoming, and I was shaking like a leaf, of course, the first time I walked up on the stage. But, you know, I was lucky enough that my posing coach, Steve Payne, was expediting the show, and so he kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit, whispered in my ear, and told me how to breathe up there.
He's very good at that. He's great at that.
Yeah, it's just calming voice. And it just went off so well. And I got all, for the morning show, you know, that's when they do the judging. I got first call outs on everything. And so I knew at that point that, you know, things were going to look pretty good. So it was just so exciting.
Well, you looked great. We posted your picture. If you want to see what Lori looks like, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, she is over 50 years old. So you want to go look at that picture on our Fit Talk page, or you can look her up on Facebook, Lori Buckley. And, I mean, you absolutely looked great, Lori. And I was so proud of you. I was a little jealous too. I'll just be honest. Okay. Let's just face it. I was a little jealous. You know, you're in my age. I'm glad I wasn't standing up there next to you in figure. Of course, I would have been in the short division.
That's true.
But you were absolutely phenomenal. But for the people, for the listeners who don't know anything about you, who maybe not have been listening before, give them just a little bit of background about your fitness story.
So I really just kind of started working out about 3 years ago. My husband kind of recommended that I join a gym. People had always commented on how great I looked, how thin, whatever. But then after I hit 40, you know, those extra pounds kind of pile up, and I decided to join a gym as my husband had recommended, and I just saw really quick results. And not too long after I started working out, I was approached by a couple of people in the gym that asked me about, you know, had I thought about competing. So I had to go home and figure out what that exactly meant, because I really had no clue. And 6 months ago, I just started training really hard with my coaches, my coaches are a married couple, so it's Dyron and Aaron Bates, and they're right here in my gym, and they're so great, and they're just so caring and attentive. And I just, you know, I set a goal for myself for when I turned 50, and, you know, that's what I did. I just competed right after I turned 50, a week later.
Well, you look absolutely fabulous. You really do, Lori. And what a great testimony to all of us who are older, who might be struggling. You know, you're just a motivating factor. I mean, Joe over here, you haven't seen Joe, my co-host, but Joe is built like you. She's lean and mean, and I've tried my best to talk her into doing a show.
Oh, you should do it.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Now, Joe would probably be bikini, but she's built like you. I mean, you know, she's just lean.
Well, you
and
just
mean.
Look phenomenal. You're just like an overachiever. I mean, like, kudos to
look
you.
Look at those shoulders and those abs.
I'm just in awe. I'm looking at your Facebook page now, and I'm just, like, in awe of, like, how ripped you are and just how amazing and just beautifully young your face looks. I mean, for your age, you're just gorgeous. You're such a role model. I mean,
thank you.
I don't know what my jaw's dropping. That's all I can say. You're just so amazingly fit and beautiful. Just a total package.
You.
So, I have a question. What truly made you decide to do it? And once you did, how hard was it to stick with like nutrition and supplements and working out and your sleep and everything? How did you work all that into your schedule? Because I know you're a mom as well and a wife and you have a full-time job and everything, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm not a very good sleeper, so I guess that's helpful. You know, so those 3:30 wake-up calls weren't too bad. In the mornings that I had to get up at 3:30 to get to the gym by 4:30, they really weren't that bad because I, like I said, not a good sleeper. But it was actually quite good for me because I'm just a disciplined type of person and I work really well in a structured environment.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have the meals all planned out for me on Sunday and just to grab it out of the refrigerator. I know a lot of people don't like eating the same thing day in and day out, but for me, it just wasn't a problem.
So really, you prepped your own meals?
I prepped all my own meals, yeah, on Sunday. So I do my sleep shopping on Sunday and do all my cooking on Sunday, except for if I have to steam vegetables or something, I kind of have to do that every other day.
Cause, yeah.
You know.
They can get mushy.
You're like my husband, Laura. He can do that. He can eat the same thing every day. I can't cook a bunch of chicken on Sunday and still be eating it on Thursday like he was this morning. Last night he was cutting up his chicken, putting it in his plate. I just can't do that. I gotta have fresh food.
If we did, look at the payoff. Look at her.
You know, I know. I'm looking at it.
You're such an inspiration, Lori. You're such an inspiration.
But I mean, I would have to cook mine the night before every night. I just like fresh. I just don't like to eat stuff that's just been there forever. What'd you say, Lori?
Eat chicken.
You're breaking up on us. I don't know what's wrong today.
Oh, sorry. So because I'm vegan, I marinate my tofu on Sunday in a couple of different marinating sauces.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
That's right. You are vegan.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That makes you just even more phenomenal.
That just makes,
sorry.
We need to hang up talking to you so me and Joe can have a crying party.
I know. We're like,
No, I'm just kidding, Lori. Well, that is just awesome. But the whole experience was good. Of course, Mr. Lee Haney is awesome. He has called several times. I regret that I was not able to attend. I was very sick over the weekend. Wasn't able to do anything since last Wednesday, really. And so I really hate that I missed it. But I'm gonna catch up to you soon, Suze. Lori, and we're gonna sit down and talk. And send me that stuff now. Send me your workouts. Send me your food plan. I'm just interested in it.
I did send it your way. Actually, I was looking through our text messages for your phone number, and I said, "Oh, I almost forgot to send that." So I just sent it over.
All right. Well, great. Thank you so much. Well, listen, we're gonna keep up with you, but if we don't talk to you again before Thanksgiving, you have a great Thanksgiving. Be blessed, and thank you so much for your input here today on Fit Talk Radio.
You have a nice Thanksgiving too, and a safe trip on your cruise.
Thank you, Lori. Thank
Congratulations,
you. Congratulations,
Lori.
Congratulations, Lori.
We're so proud of you.
So proud of you. That was Lori Buckley from Atlanta area, over 50 competitor, just competed in the Lee Haney. It's her first show ever.
And took the Masters.
Took the Masters.
That's amazing.
Yep.
She looks
And she
phenomenal.
Placed in the Masters over 40 too.
Wow. So, I don't doubt it.
I mean that
she's
awesome.
Vegan.
She's vegan. That's why I told her, send me what you're eating. I just want to know what her, but no, she eats tofu.
Right.
You know,
so,
wow. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Tofu can taste like just about anything though, you know, from what I understand. I'm not a tofu eater.
Neither am I.
But I wouldn't mind trying it, but I wouldn't know how to prepare it.
I tried it and I didn't really care for it.
Really?
So that was
I cooked
was
it before when I worked in food business. And to me, I mean, it smells good and it grills, because we grilled it to this, you know, this light brown color, and it looked delicious. I haven't tried tofu, but it looks delicious.
It looks delicious. Maybe I just didn't have it right.
Some people like it, yeah.
Right. Maybe
we sauteed it a little bit and just grilled it. I mean, it looked good. I haven't tried it yet, but the way we cooked it looked
good.
She's
an inspiration for me.
She definitely
sure.
is. Well, since we're talking about, you know, older people and people, you know, I say older people, we're talking about people like myself, you know, losing fat and to preserve muscle, be quiet, Joe, and weight training beats cardio for older adults. In other words, you know, weight training over cardio for older adults, which is us, you know.
Right.
Why would we do that? Well, you know, they did this big study, Science Daily, at Wake Forest University, and for older adults trying to slim down, pumping iron might be the way to go. That's what they're saying.
I would highly encourage anyone to start pumping iron, because cardio can just, like, if you do too much of it, especially at our age, you can burn off your muscle.
That's what it says, Joe. That's what it says. The new study by researchers at Wake Forest University suggests that combining weight training with a low-calorie diet preserves much-needed lean muscle mass that can be lost through doing aerobics. So
yes.
Don't be that aerobic queen.
Right, exactly.
Especially if you're an older person like us, and we're trying to make, because that muscle helps us burn fat.
Yes, it does.
Helps us to burn fat. So, you know, they say a lot of adults, you know, walk, you know, for exercise, and I get that. But the research shows that if you're worried about losing muscle, weight training can be the better option.
Yes, it can. And then you've got to fuel that muscle. You got to feed it.
Got to feed that muscle, right.
To make it grow.
But a lot of people, and you know, talking with clients over the years, they don't want to eat. They less is better.
That's wrong.
But they got to eat the right things.
That's
right. You have to eat that protein. And that's what I've been trying to tell people for years. They did an 18-month study of 249 adults in their 60s who were overweight or obese. They restricted calories plus resistance training in the form of weight machine workouts resulted in less muscle loss, but significant fat loss when they compared the weight loss, you know, plus walking or weight loss alone. So they did this study, and there it was. There was the information right there, you know. So losing weight is generally recommended for those with obesity, but preserving muscle, you know, a lot of people don't
key.
Think it's key. It is absolutely
That's where your strength comes from. That's where that nice physique comes from that you really are wanting as a result of losing the fat and losing the weight. You want to show some, you know, that's sculpting.
Right. And they said, surprisingly, they found that cardio workouts may actually cause older adults with obesity to lose more lean mass than dieting alone. So, you know, but you see these people always on the treadmills, always on the cardio, you know, hours at the time.
Well, you're just wasting time.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I think
you're
so.
You're wasting time.
20 minutes for me, max. You know,
and high
three
intensity.
Times a week. Right. Three times. I mean, that's
make
all
it
I
work.
Like to
make
do.
It count. If you're going to do it, make it count. Make it quick and easy and make it count. It may not be easy at first,
they found that total fat loss was much greater when participants combined diet plus walking and diet plus weight training. Diet plus walking was about 16 pounds. Diet plus weight training, about 17 pounds. Diet alone resulted in about 10 pounds of fat loss over 18 months.
I can see that, yeah.
So the key point is to diet and to move the body. But
right.
Move it by using resistance training.
Well, you need to increase your strength, especially as we age.
As we age. It also builds bone density.
Yes, it does, and it fights that osteoporosis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
or osteopenia. And even if you have osteopenia, which is the beginning of osteoporosis, you can build bone density by doing resistance training. I think a lot of older people are afraid, though, Joe. They're afraid of the gym. They're afraid of the weights because they're not educated.
Right.
They don't know what to do. They're afraid they're going to hurt themselves. A lot of them have issues, back issues, neck issues, shoulder issues. So, you know, but my suggestion to you is go to the gym, get a trainer, even if it's for a short period of time, and, you know, learn, educate yourself. That's why I'm so excited to talk to Susan Waterbury here for a minute, because at 60 years old, she found this. She found working out, weight training.
Yes.
You know, and has changed her life at 60. Found a new career and became a health coach.
That's
so
amazing.
I mean, isn't that amazing?
You would think that's impossible, but I mean, anyone can do it.
Well, I mean,
anyone.
Again, we think of Ernestine Shepherd.
Yes. I've been listening to her podcast, a lot of her YouTube videos.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Special.
She's 80 now.
80.
We even had that guest on, was it last year or the year before, where he was 70, 80 something years old, and
yes.
he started walking. Like, he walks everywhere.
Yes.
You're never too old to get out and do something.
Never too old.
That's
never
right.
too old.
That's right.
They say loss of fat was associated with greater walking speed, while loss of muscle was associated with reduced knee strength. So, doing those leg extensions, those air squats. You don't have to do behind the neck squats or anything.
Right.
These results may even be more important for older adults who gain and lose weight with frequency, because seniors typically don't regain muscle. They regain fat,
yeah,
but we don't regain muscle. So that's all the more reason for them to try and do resistant exercises.
It's imperative
during weight
really.
Loss.
I mean,
right.
you have to mix it in to really get the best out of.
And I think women have a hard problem with that, because we're looking at, I want to be 125 pounds. I don't care if I'm 125 or 130, 140. If I don't have any fat and I'm lean muscle, who cares how much
right.
I weigh?
It's just a number.
Right.
Exactly.
It's just a number.
That's right.
You know, so, but I had gotten a little soft, and I wasn't happy with that. So, but of course, with the knee injury and just several things, you know, over the summer, I'm back on it, back on it.
Muscle has memory.
At 58, I'm back on it. It does. It absolutely does. Yep. So I thought that was a very interesting study from Wake Forest.
Oh, I love this. This
if you want to know, read more about it, you can find this article on Science Daily, www.sciencedaily.com. They have a lot of good articles there. And but since we were talking to Laurie today, and she was over 50, and we're going to be talking in just a minute to Miss Susan Waterbury, who is over 60, I thought, what a great
absolutely
way to
I mean, that
fill
is,
it in here at the show. So
we all need
sound
we all
good,
need
huh?
that encouragement.
Absolutely, we do. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Miss Susan Waterbury from Thomasville, Georgia, retired school teacher. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Do Work! It's the Do Work 98 Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. Do Work!
You could win $500 in cash for losing the most weight, BMI, and measurements.
Woo! Awesome!
Do Meal is bringing you the 90-Day Do Work Challenge. Win weekly prizes like massage gift certificates to Mindful Massage, gym memberships, and car detailing from Preferred Mobile Detailing.
Do Work!
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
To stay qualified in the Do Work Challenge, you must do weekly random acts of kindness and post to social media with hashtag Do Work. That's hashtag D-U-W-E-R-K.
Do Work.
Well, are you going to talk about it or are you going to do it?
Well, let's get busy.
Do Work. Do Work. It's the Do Work 90-Day Challenge brought to you by Do Meals. For more info on the Do Work 90-Day Challenge, go to the Do Meals Facebook page. Do Work.
Do Work.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with Joe Pate and Chase here. And we just had a great show so far today. Very excited about what's happening here. And Miss Susan Waterbury is going to be calling us just shortly and talking to her about her fitness journey and what she's doing as a life health coach.
I can't wait to hear all about that. Yeah, that sounds so exciting.
That's going
to
be interesting. But I want to give a big shout out to our latest new sponsor, Factor X Fitness over in Thomasville.
Yay,
right there.
Factor,
yeah. And, you know, Thomasville Smoothie King.
Yeah,
is part
that's
of it.
Right.
So Factor X Fitness right now has got a great special going on. If you're in the Thomasville area, it's $1 to join and no payment until January.
That is
amazing.
You can't
miss out on that.
And yeah.
Don't miss
you have
out
to
on
go.
That.
Have to go. Great facility over there in Thomasville, Georgia, owned by Mr. Hal Jackson. But not only that, but they've got a big surprise coming up here very soon, building a large new building over there in addition to what he's got,
Oh, wow.
Adding another 8,000 to 10,000
wow.
square feet. over there in Thomasville. So we just want a big shout out to Hal Jackson and to Factor X Fitness. And we'll be talking about more and be telling you about some more surprises next Thursday night about what's happening over there at Factor in Thomasville, Georgia.
That's so exciting.
So see, I can run by Smoothie King in Thomasville when I'm over there.
Yes, you can.
And it's a great location over there.
Two birds, one stone.
That's right. Matter of fact, if I'd have known I wasn't getting my smoothie today, I could have swung by there and gotten one.
Let y'all down today, didn't
I? I'm giving you a hard time, but we love you, Joe. You're great.
You're our
smoothie queen.
Well, there thanks. I promise you, I'll make it up. I'll bring you some extra snacks or something.
Okay. Well, you brought extra snacks last time.
That beef jerky that you brought last time, that was amazing.
You like that?
Y'all got some really good snacks there.
We do.
Really good ones. Jim really enjoyed his.
Oh, good.
His beef jerky or whatever it was he got.
Ostrich.
All right. I believe we have someone on the line. Who's on the line? Is this Miss Susan Waterbury?
Hi.
Hey, Miss Susan. How are you? Welcome to Fit Talk Radio.
I'm good. Thank you, Maria.
Well, I have told everyone that you were calling in, that you're a retired school teacher from Thomasville and who found your second career as a health coach. So why don't you just tell me all about your fitness story and how you found this and what made this change in your life?
Well, first, let me thank you for this opportunity to share with your audience, Maria. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited about this program, and I've wanted to get the word out about what I'm doing because it has made a terrific change in my life. I first learned about this health program from one of our ministers at church. Watching her amazing transformation and hearing about how God was working through this health program to bring her closer to Him filled me with a new hope I hadn't felt in a long time. And I found out that she was working with a health coach, and I liked that as a relationship.
Right, absolutely.
That would mean so much, and it really helped me because I've been working in a vacuum all these years, and I knew that she would know how to help me lose the weight and keep it off, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want to yo-yo anymore. So I signed on with the program, and a whole new me started to emerge. The contrast between my life before the program and after has been amazing. I was a yo-yo dieter. I just couldn't keep the weight off, no matter how much I deprived myself or how hard I worked out. I thought I knew what to do, but I just couldn't seem to do it. So,
and you know, that's typical of a lot of people, Miss Susan. I mean, you sound like I hear that from so many people. So your testimony here today is surely going to help someone.
Yes, I've since learned there are a lot of people that were struggling with that too. And well, I just resigned myself to the fact that I was just going to be overweight all of my life, and I just became a workaholic. And I really didn't have any social life. I didn't do anything fun. Friends would invite me to do things, but I felt so badly about myself that I just didn't go. I mean, it was awful.
That's sad. That's a shame. Yeah.
Yeah. That it causes depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so frustrated. So now it's all different, though. I'm 50 pounds lighter.
Wow.
I'm full of energy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm wearing small and medium size clothes instead of 16s and 18s and double extra larges.
Wow.
Amazing. Yay.
Yay for you, Miss Susan.
And I'm having so much fun getting to know people and making friends that I never did before. So my physical size has changed, but you know, there's more. My mental clarity has sharpened. My financial habits are changing. My emotional agility has improved. And I have this can-do attitude now.
We hear it in your voice, don't we, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's moving forward through all kinds of personal challenges. So I'm just having so much fun living this new life now that I found the tools and the support that I needed all along to help me achieve this level of health that really I never dreamed I'd ever reach this.
Well, you're just bubbly and you're exciting, and I can tell that it's become your passion, has it not?
It has.
Well, what about this? I mean, tell me I mean, there's a lot of programs out there, Miss Susan. I mean, we've had people on here, and I mean, I know all kind of programs out there that they can go to. But what makes this one that you're doing? What makes it different?
Well, first of all, it's my health coach. I have a personal one-on-one relationship with my health coach. It has made all of the difference. I mean, she can direct me to resources. She can help me get through those obstacles that before I just was stymied at. I just would stop and give up. And she celebrates every little success with me. There's just nothing like having a relationship with a health coach, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, the other thing that I really love about this program is that it is not a diet.
It's a lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah. And so while I'm losing my weight, I'm learning about this healthy mind and healthy body and healthy finances, building all of those things, finding out, man, they really affect each other. When my finances are bad, when I can't pay my bills and stuff, boy, I'm stressed out. I tend to overeat.
Your cortisol levels go through the roof. Right. You're not a happy person. Absolutely.
So, how did you come across finding, you said you found this health coach through
at church.
And so now if someone else wanted to have a health coach, how would they go about finding one? Talking to you, would they talk to you or would they Google it? Or I mean, what do you do? How do you find a health coach?
Sure. They can just call. I'd be glad to talk about the program with them. I'm offering free assessments to anybody who's free health assessments to anyone who's interested. It doesn't cost a thing to just call and talk and have a conversation. And I love hearing what other people's health goals are and seeing how I can help them achieve what they want to achieve in their health.
Ms. Susan, you started the program, but now you are a health coach, right? You started the program yourself. You loved it so much that now you have become a health coach.
Yes.
And this is your career now, right?
Yes.
So you found your passion. You're living your passion.
Yes.
That is so fulfilling. That is amazing.
Well, I mean, she's already had one career as a school teacher. Of course, her and my husband have a lot in common there, and she's retired, and now she's found this. Well, tell everybody, Ms. Susan, you know, how they can get in contact with you through Facebook or a phone number, or how would you like somebody, if somebody's interested in hearing more about what you're doing and just the little spring and the smile, I can tell you're smiling when you're talking about this. You're exciting, and I really like that about you. But tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Well, They can email me at this is all lowercase s water water b as in boy @gmail.com.
Okay, I can post that on the Fit Talk page. So if you're interested, you can certainly get in touch with Ms. Susan Waterbury. She's also on Facebook. Are you not?
I am.
You can look her up on Facebook and. Miss Susan, it just sounds like that you have found something, you know, and it makes you be accountable. It not only does it carry over in your physical life, but your spiritual and your mental life too,
and financial,
and your financial life.
They all tie in together.
That's right.
Well, I think this is just. I mean, who wouldn't want a free assessment? At least check it out.
At least check it out.
So, all of you out there, the Fit Talk listeners, y'all need to check this out. You know, if you're interested in
a
life change or weight change or goals.
And Miss Susan, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I told them that you were over 60. So you're not a 25-year-old starting off a career. You've retired from one career, and at 60, you have started something new that is making a difference in your life.
Yes, it's very exciting. I mean. Retirement is, I don't know, I think it's kind of overrated.
We'd like to know that we'd like to get me and my husband, he retired from one job and went straight to another one. So, you know, but we still have kids in high school, Miss Susan. So, you know, for those reasons, we're still working. But we'd like the opportunity to see how overrated it is.
Me too.
See, I found out what when I retired, I was busier than when I was working full time.
It sounds like it to me, because I've heard your schedule, and you are pretty, pretty busy, lady. So, well, listen, you can look up Miss Susan Waterbury on Facebook, or you can email her. I'll post it on the Fit Talk page. So, Miss Susan, thank you so much for calling us, and we look forward to you calling us again. We are just excited about the new changes in your life, and we're excited about what you can do for other people.
Well, thank you, Maria, for having me. It was a pleasure to talk with y'all, and thanks for letting me share my excitement and my passion.
Thank you so much, Ms. Susan Waterbury. We're here in the Fit Talk studio, 105.9 WVGA 241-1059. If you'd like to call in, if you call in and the line's busy, just feel free to call us back, okay? So, Susan Waterbury, what'd you think about that, Joe? That's kind of interesting, wasn't it? A new career at 60.
You're never too old. You're just never too old to start over or to get a refreshing new beginning.
That's right. We have a caller on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Maria. This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. Listen, I was driving down the road here, driving to the gym, and I turned on the radio and was listening to the show. And so then I got to the parking lot, and by that time you were talking about Factor X Fitness in Thomasville, and I looked up, and right here at the gym in Tiffin. Now, remember, this is over an hour away, right?
Right.
From Thomasville. So, I'm at Anytime Fitness here, and I look up, and I see this orange decal on this vehicle in front of me. It's the Factor X logo.
Oh, wow.
The same decal I have on the back of my
car. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, about the same time you were talking about that, I looked up and saw their logo here. Somebody at the gym has a Factor X logo there.
Well, Factor X, of course, it was in Valdosta, but sold that gym, and now he's in Thomasville about to build a big facility. So we are excited about what all is happening over in Thomasville.
Right. I'm actually looking forward to working out over there.
The facility will be built in January, and so I'm excited too. Very, very excited. I'm going to have to drag Joe over there to work out with us sometime. So
you won't have to pull too hard. Okay. I'll be there.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Lori Buckley, and she was just won the Lee Haney Games up there, the Masters Over 50. Ms. Susan Waterbury called in and talking about being a life coach at over 60 after being a retired school teacher. So we've had a very exciting show here tonight, and also congratulated the coaches over at Irwin County for their region win, and the team, and Lowndes County. So been exciting football. We talked a little bit about football. We talked a little bit about a lot today. Haven't we,
well-rounded. Very well-rounded
show today.
Oh, yeah. Love to see these South Georgia teams doing well, and I hope they continue to do well in the playoffs and bring home some state titles to South Georgia here.
Absolutely.
Right.
We're excited because we want to go to that Mercedes-Benz Stadium and see those Indians, Irwin County Indians play, don't we, Mr. Wales?
Along with several other local teams. That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, what about a rematch?
You know, I was driving down the road listening to your show, and I thought, well, okay, when I get to the gym, you know, I'll go on to the gym. So then, I was listening to the show, and I was kind of into the show. So I thought, well, I got to drink this pre-workout drink, so I'll listen a little more while I drink this drink. Well, my drink's been gone for 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm running out of excuses. I'm still sitting here listening to the show. I should be in the gym.
Well, that means that
Hey, this pre-work's kicking in. I'm starting to sweat
in this pickup truck. Okay, well, honey, I appreciate you calling in and talking to us. You're a great inspiration to me. You're certainly a great inspiration to any man over 50 years old that has abs like yours. And I told Lori earlier, I said, you know, my husband's dedicated like you. You know, he can just eat the same thing every day. And, fixing that plate last night, that chicken that you cooked on Sunday. But I guess it was good to you.
Well, I that's how I do it. I cook something Sunday night and eat it until it's gone, you know, for 3 or 4 days because I just don't have time. I just feel like I don't have time to cook every time I want to cook a meal or eat a meal. And then, of course, then clean up the mess and all that. I mean, that's so time consuming. I just cook like, I cook like I'm cooking for an army. It's really all for me.
Well, because you eat like an army.
I have my six meals on Monday and my six meals on Tuesday and my six meals on Wednesday.
You're the most dedicated person I know.
That's a lot of food.
You should see his abs, Chase.
It's small, lean, healthy meals.
See, that's what you've got to feed those muscles. And people think dieting that they shouldn't eat, but they should, because you're living proof of it. You've got to feed your muscles and time it. Right.
Well, by eating those small meals, those small lean meals every 2 to 3 hours, you know, it keeps my metabolism kicked in.
That's right.
Right.
And that's what people don't get and don't understand. And you're a great example of it, honey. You know, I appreciate, you know, I wish I could be more like you. You're disciplined. You know,
role model.
He is a great role model.
You.
He really is. He's a great role model for a husband, a stepdad, a dad, and just to watch him work
I
out
agree,
and eat.
100%.
Well, thank you for saying that. But I have a good support system. You know, of course, you've been in the fitness industry as long as you have. I mean, you're just, you know, a great inspiration to me too, as well as the kids, you know, and especially, you know, Christian, for example. And, you know, when I was competing especially, he was just a tremendous help, you know, with my diet and advice on my workouts and everything. So, you know, it's just a lot easier, you know, when your family's involved, your wife, your spouse, and your kids are involved. It's a lot easier.
Well, the support system, that's right. That's
the
absolutely
lifestyle and the support system.
That's
that
right.
Is so just, I don't know, it's just amazing.
I'm going to brag on Candler, one of my twins who just turned 21. He baked some cookies the other day, and they were made with natural peanut butter, one egg, Splenda, and vanilla extract. No carbs. No sugar and no carbs.
Wow. No,
I bet they were delicious.
They are delicious cookies. And you bake them and then you put them in the refrigerator because they're better cold. Mm. Now, they are a little crumbly because there's nothing holding them together.
Right.
But if you haven't had anything sweetened, Candler's lost probably what, Jim, 50 pounds?
Close to that.
About 50 pounds. And, I mean, he is lean and mean, but he cooks and eats healthy like that. And those cookies, that's a peanut butter recipe cookie, and I'll post that on Facebook because that's a great recipe.
You should bring natural some in next Thursday.
I will. I'll try to remember that. Natural peanut butter, Splenda, one egg, and vanilla extract. That is the recipe.
Yummy.
Yummy.
I
and they
love
were
peanut
they were
butter.
Really good.
Who doesn't like peanut butter?
Really. It's really
I
it's
have
a good
some friends. So.
Jim loved them. I told Candler, I said, oh my gosh, Mr. You know, Jim loved those cookies, you know.
Wow.
It tickled him.
And you don't feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it tasted like peanut butter mixed with air. It was just that light, you know.
A very light cookie.
A heavenly peanut butter cookie.
Yes, it was very good. And I guess you could add a little more Splenda. You could have added something. If you wanted to put some nuts in there, you could have.
Yeah.
But that was just the basic recipe, and it was delicious. It was really,
simple,
really delicious.
Simple, easy.
Well, we hope you have a good workout.
All right, I'm about to get started. So hope y'all have a great show. The last few minutes, what's left. Y'all carry on without me. I'm going to get in here and hit the weights.
All right, you do that. Thank you.
All right, good talking to you.
That was my husband, Jim Wales. For those of you who may not know Jim, he's not been able to be here in the studio with us in a long time, but I appreciate him calling in. Certainly a great support system for me at home and a great role model for our kids and for our family. So I thank him for calling in. Any of you out there who would like to call in, 241-1059, if you have any questions. If we don't have the answer, we'll try to find it for you. On Friday night, when you try to call Chris Beckham, like Jim and I have a couple of times, you can't get through. You can't get through on that 241-10. I bet my fingers were bleeding, Chase, the other night trying to call in to him.
And if the listeners have any suggestions of some topics that they would like for
us
to cover,
know,
in the future and the upcoming year, we'd love to hear from you to see what inspires you or what you'd like to know more about.
Absolutely.
You know,
give us a call. You can, I have an email, it's on the FaceTalk on the Facebook page. I'll get it out. The FaceTalk, or you can send me a message on the FitTalk Facebook page. So yeah, absolutely. Anything or anybody that you would like to have on the show, we'll say you'd like to have somebody, or you have a friend that you think would be a good interview here on FitTalk Radio. Just give us a call. You can call us at 241-1059, or you can email me or send me a message on Facebook. Well, the next little topic here, you know, and people don't realize this, what losing weight does to your, we know what it does to your body, makes you skinnier, but what it does to your brain, have you ever thought about that?
No, I haven't, honestly, but I do know that I think it makes you feel better, releases some.
Yep. Besides being more confident.
Yeah.
Yes.
It releases certain chemicals in your brain, doesn't it?
It does. You know, this, I can't take credit for this, but it's John Gunstand, professor at the Department of Psychological Sciences at Kent State University, you know, again, is this research. I mean, they do all this research, Joe, over and over. Here's what losing weight does to your body and brain. Well, of course, if you lose weight, your body's going to feel better and look better. Your cholesterol's going to drop. But during the first week, they say, and I resemble this remark, it's easy to lose weight by simply just switching to a healthier diet.
Yes.
But your metabolism adjusts. So, you know, and you won't burn as many calories as you used to, you know, into that second and third week. So, again, there goes the...
The quick weight loss the first week.
Right.
You see results and then...
Right. But then you plateau. It
tapers off.
It tapers off. So, what do you do? Well, you move the body.
Yeah.
Start moving the body.
Right.
So, you know, it makes the weight loss harder. So, you know, it says it makes matters worse as the fat melts away. You'll start to experience an increase in appetite. Okay. I wasn't that hungry last week before last. This week, I was looking forward to that smoothie because I was hungry.
Gosh, I'm not going to live that smoothie.
No, I'm just kidding you. But then, you know, after the meal, the fat cells release a hormone called leptin into the bloodstream.
Yes.
And that surge of leptin signals your brain that you're full. And so you should stop eating.
Well,
but with less overall fat, people who lose weight show a measurable dip in leptin. So that's causing them to want to eat, see?
Right.
Brain scans of obese patients who had lost 10% of their body weight revealed that less leptin leads to increased activity in regions of the brain that control our desire to eat.
Yeah, it controls the hunger. It's the hormone that controls the hunger.
It's the hunger hormone, just like oxytocin is the...
And I'm learning all these things because I didn't know that.
Yeah. Leptin is the hunger hormone. So as you're beginning to lose weight, you know, you're not going to release those levels as readily, and that's why you're hungry.
And that makes you feel hungrier no matter what or how much you eat.
Yes.
It's
almost like a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But if you get educated you learn about it, you know what's going on.
Right. And it makes you want to eat those high-calorie, high-fatty foods.
Yeah.
Pizza, cake,
those
ice
cravings,
cream.
Those cravings.
However, fighting that early impulse to gorge on pizza and donuts is worth it in the long run. So we got to fight the impulse. You got to have some self-discipline, Joe.
Some control, that's right.
Some control. You got to be able to say no.
Yes. I mean, no.
There you go. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, you got to be able to say no, Joe. Not yes. Yes, no. Yes, no. Okay.
Yes, no. Yes,
You know, besides the decreased risk of heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, you know, they studied overweight people, discovered that losing just 1 pound of body weight reduces 4 pounds of pressure on knee joints.
Wow.
I was so amazed because I've had these knee problems.
Yes, yeah.
Had these knee
right.
problems. You know, I've gained this little bit of weight, you know, and I told Jim, I said, just this little 7 pounds that I've lost, you know, I feel lighter. I feel better. You know, me having this knee, of course, I hurt my knee, and that's why I have knee surgery. But, you know, my little frame was not used to carrying that extra 20 pounds. My heart wasn't used to having to pump that
work
much
harder.
Blood to work harder.
Mm-hmm,
you know, so even though it's a little bit of weight, you know, still, can you imagine? I've met somebody today, and she's coming on the show. Her name is Melissa. Don't remember her last name. Just, it was a happenstance thing, met her. She was asking me about doing a certain exercise, and I said, she said, well, you know, I used to weigh 265 pounds. This girl is 5'3" if she's an inch tall at all.
Wow.
She weighs 130 pounds now.
Whoa.
That's
130
amazing.
Pounds.
Holy
she
cow.
She weighed 265, I think she said 2 years ago. She's
oh
lost
goodness.
It in 2 years.
Wow.
I said, Melissa, what did you do? And she said, you know, I stopped eating. She said, I was so miserable. I felt ugly. I felt horrible. She had self-loathing, but she's going to come and tell us her fitness story in December. But I'm telling you. And she said, I just had to stop eating. I had to stop. And she started journaling. She started educating herself. But you talking about a story, a transformation story, and I'm going to post her pictures before and after. But Melissa, and we're going to have her on the show
that's
here.
That's exciting.
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, you know, I mean, that's encouraging.
That
people,
is.
There's hope out there. I think people lose hope.
Right.
They lose hope in a lot of areas of their life. But one of the main things is, okay, I'm already 30 pounds overweight. What does it matter now? And they just keep eating and eating and making bad choices when they should say stop.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the New Year's coming, so people, you know, are going to be looking for those New Year's resolutions and ways to
and
change.
And the holidays, a lot of people say, well, it's the holidays, I'm just going to eat. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully Chadwick's going to be here next week and be able to, we're going to talk, whether he's here or not, we're going to talk about, you know, how we can cut some calories, still enjoy the holidays, still enjoy Thanksgiving, right. Still eat some of the things that we want. But talk to Melissa, and I hate to tell her whole story, but, you know, she said, I don't deprive myself. I eat, instead of eating a whole big piece of cake, I eat two or three bites, enough to give me mm-hmm. the taste. Right. I've enjoyed it, and then that's it. Right. And, I mean, I said, she says she writes down everything she eats still journals what she eats, monitors it, you know, drinks her water. I mean, it was an amazing story.
It became very important to her.
Very important.
And it's a mindset, and it's control and discipline, and that's what, you know, that's, it's got to go hand in hand.
Absolutely. I had a cheat meal today. My good friends, and they've been on the show here, Teresa and Jim Adams. Jim has been over at Archibald. He had brain surgery, had the tumor removed. He was in a coma, was in a deep sleep, and he came out of it, and then he went back in it, and they were very concerned. But a praise report tonight, he is awake. They put a shunt in his head to release the fluid. He's awake, still sluggish, not able to talk or anything. He had a breathing tube. They did take that out. Mm-hmm. But hopefully on the road to recovery. So a big shout out to Jim Adams from Madison, Florida, and Teresa Adams. But, you know, that's, you know, we just have to say no. But I did have that cheat meal with Teresa today. That's where I was going with this. And I ate carbs. I ate Mexican, which I had not had any carbs hardly in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Very few. Mm-hmm. I mean, minimal. No bread, you know, no rice, no pasta. Mm-hmm. I've had a half of a red potato. But, you know, and I kind of felt guilty about that. I felt sluggish, and I thought, but, you know, I know that was just, I ate with her to lift her up and to build her up, you know, so.
But what did you do after that? You went and you just disciplined yourself and you worked out, right?
I worked out, absolutely. I did.
Yeah, so you felt better about
water. It. Yeah, I felt better. Losing weight also, of course, reduces strain on the blood vessels. It increases blood flow to the brain, and that boosts overall brain function.
Well, that's very important.
Very
important. Gotta have it.
Several studies have shown that people who underwent weight loss surgery saw an improvement in memory, concentration, and problem-solving skills as soon as 3 months. Brain scans indicate that people who lost weight and kept it off for 9 months reacted differently when shown images of high-calorie foods than before they lost the weight. Now, that's interesting.
Yes, it really is. I mean,
the brain scan showed that.
Wow.
Yeah, that it could show up in a brain scan, for sure. That's amazing, you know. But, yeah, I mean, definitely dieting, working out, all of that does affect your brain. It does release this hormone. And
leptin. Look it up. Look up leptin. See what it does.
I know, because it controls your hunger. So it's very important. So the key is educating ourselves along the way.
And that's what Fit Talk's all about.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about a lot of things, fitness. We talk about things that are spiritual. You know, but, you know, we are body, mind, and soul. We're not just physical beings. So, you know, we cover it all. So I thought that was just some very interesting information. So, you know, take from it what you will, listeners. You know, then go do your own research.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Because I'm sitting here reading about this leptin and losing weight and all. And it says your brain becomes overly responsive to food, and especially to tasty looking food. So, you know, like appearance of food is very important.
Presentation, yeah.
But, you know, if anybody's struggling with their meals or whatever, we got to give a shout out to Do Meals.
Absolutely. We miss Chadwick today, wherever you are.
He can create anything that you want.
Oh, it's delicious.
Prepare these amazing fit meals for you that are wonderful.
And he's also a new daddy.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Meg and Chadwick on their new baby girl. And I'm sure
she's beautiful.
I felt sorry for Meg going through that labor, but
she was a trooper.
She was a trooper. But a big shout out to Chadwick and to Do Meals. Yes. If you're looking for a meal prep company, certainly check in with him and his company, because they are awesome.
Yes, they are.
And hopefully he will be here with us next Thursday night to tell us how we can slim down that Thanksgiving meal but still enjoy it to the fullest.
I'm looking forward to that.
Where will you have Thanksgiving, Joe?
I'm going to have an early Thanksgiving.
We are too.
My children are going out of town, so we'll be having ours the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
We will have ours then, too, because we're leaving on that Sunday to go to Miami.
And I'm non-traditional. We're having steak.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. No, we'll be traditional with turkey and dressing.
I'll be coming over for the steak.
You don't like turkey and dressing?
My son-in-law says he's going to grill me some steak.
I'm a steak man. I like steak.
Well, no, I'll have to cook the turkey and dressing and the sweet potato casserole and the green bean casserole and the squash casserole. We'll have to have all
that. Well, now, we love all that stuff, but we decided we wanted to try something different and a little bit healthier, so we're going to grill steak.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Yeah.
I'll be coming up for that. Thank you.
Okay, right. Come on.
All right. Well, listeners, we hope you enjoyed this show tonight with Laura Buckley, Miss Susan Waterbury. Chase, good to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you
for all you do for us here at Fit Talk Radio. And Joe, I'm just so good to see you, girl.
I promise to bring smoothies next week.
Promise those smoothies.
And don't forget $5 Friday tomorrow.
$5 Friday at Smoothie King. Remember to always stay in faith, love your family, and always stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.